The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
The Balls and Strikes podcast is brought to you by Elkhorn Training Camp. Let's have some fun and play ball.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Alessandro from Elkhorn Training Camp. Here today at the Balls and Strikes podcast, also joined by my friend and business colleague, Alex Hale. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How's it going?
It is going great. As our listeners know, we did a state baseball championship preview the other day. Now it's very important to do kind of a checkpoint, right? We're getting ready to approach the championship games. It's obviously been a fantastic week of baseball, and we're going to break it down. And as they like to say, Alex, it's why we play the games, right?
Absolutely.
And we'll start here. Let's dive right into Class B. We'll do a little bit of review of what's happened. Get kind of your analysis, Alex, some player highlights, some team highlights, what we expected, what's happened since, right? But again, it's why we play the games. And probably the lead storyline here in Class B is you have a 13-13 team, at least coming into the tournament in Waverly, that was the number 8 seed. And they said, well, we really don't care about seeds. We're going to be in the state championship game, and here we are.
Yeah, they fought their way through, and they've gone through the juggernauts. So they went through Norris and then followed it up by going through Beatrice and then Elkhorn North. So they haven't shied away from the task at hand. And the challenge has been, you know, keeping your composure as you go into these tournament games and just continue to fight and continue to grind. I think the big thing with the state tournament is getting hot at the right time. And right now, I'm not betting against Waverly in any way. I think they're the lead horse right now. In the Class B tournament, the one big difference between Class B and Class A is might not be what you think. It's that they have one less day for their pitchers to rest. So now you are kind of in a war of attrition. Can you find a guy who's going to be get in there and throw strikes, be competitive, and how hot are your bats going to be? Right now, I'm calling it today, you're going to need anywhere between 8 and 9 runs to win. So if you're not up to the task there, you're going to be in trouble for ending your season a little early today.
Yeah, what a great week this far from Waverly, led by Coach Luke Tavis, brother of Sam Tavis, who we know very well as being a part of Elkhorn Training Camp. But let's talk briefly about the performance from the pitcher, James Van Cleve, right? I think he threw a 2-hitter yesterday against Elkhorn North. And, oh, by the way, Waverly also, you know, they were facing Hare Hill, right, from Elkhorn North, Nebraska commit. So they definitely earned their way into the championship game.
It's been really surprising with the young, like the kind of the bigger name young pitchers. They've been challenged in this tournament, and that's to be expected. I think sometimes we get caught up in the rankings and the commitments and things like that, and then when you get out there and have to play the game, you got to still pitch it and catch it. And the teams that play clean, the teams that throw strikes, are usually going to have the best chance to win. Right now, in the tournament, there's only been 2 teams who have been able to win despite having a disadvantage in the walk column. So if they have walked more players than the other team, their pitching staff, you're usually on the short end of the stick. I think Westside and Scott are the only 2 ones who have avoided that in any of the games. So it is really coming down. It really comes down to not giving up extra bases. Stolen bases have played a big part in it. Who can steal the most bases? Millard South's been running rampant in Class A. And I think that's really put a big emphasis on when we like to get caught up in velocity and, you know, breaking balls and strikeouts, but you got to keep those free bases off the path. And if you can do that, then your team can get some momentum going, get your offense clicking, and everybody stays in a better rhythm. So I think we're seeing a little bit of that. Van Cleve was sharp though. I mean, the junior coming in throwing a 2-hitter, just painting corners, and he looked good. He looked sharp. It makes it a tough job for the hitters when a guy's able to go corner to corner like that, you know, mixing his breaking ball and his off speed. And he made it tough on those guys yesterday.
You made a great point about the free passes and the walks, right? They interviewed Van Cleve after the game yesterday, and they asked him what his strategy was. Throw strikes. That's what he said, right? Sometimes we make this game a little complicated, right?
Well, and you get into situations where you always want to warn young pitchers, like, you're going to get you're going to give up hard contact at some point. How do you handle that? Does it make you shy away from pitching to contact? Is it, are you able to stay aggressive in the zone? I think sometimes with young pitchers, they try to be too perfect, and any contact in their mind becomes bad contact. And that's not the case. You want guys swinging. You want to be attacking guys. And so that can give you a lot more feedback than when you have guys up there able to see 3, 4, 5 pitches before they have to swing. It puts them on the offensive rather than you as a pitcher. You want to be pushing the pace. You want to be keeping them off kilter, because that's the entire game as a pitcher, is you're trying to mess up their timing. Hitters are just trying to be on time. So from that standpoint, I mean, Van Cleave did a great job. I mean, all the Engel did a great job against Beatrice the other day. And it's seeing these guys step up. We had Millard West in the other bracket throw a no hitter. I mean, it really comes down to pitching and defense is going to win you ball games, but you got to throw strikes to do it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let's talk briefly about the games today in Class B, and then we'll move into a more in-depth discussion on Class A. So Class B today, I believe we've got Waverly versus Scutt at 4 o'clock, and then we have Elkhorn North versus Central City Fullerton Centura. And I remember in our podcast the other day, you said watch out for Central City. Mm-hmm. They're making some noise. So let's discuss these matchups, Waverly Scutt and Elkhorn North Central City. Maybe we go to Elkhorn North Central City since we've covered a little bit on Waverly already.
So Elkhorn North Central City, I think you're going to come in and see two teams that are, they're both, their bats are on fire. And I think Central City got woken up by that first game, and they've been able to really kind of get back into their game coming up to the loser's bracket. I think there's a big advantage when you're coming up to the loser's bracket. Once you've got a couple games under your belt, you've got a couple games won. Now you got some momentum. You're starting to feel like you're rolling on all cylinders, and it really gets the team who just comes off a tough loss, you know, one game away from being in the championship, to, okay, now what are we going to do? And so I think for Central City, they have some momentum. I think still Elkhorn North, the top of their lineup, has a lot of speed. They're still going to be able to, they need to throw strikes. They need to attack with that young pitching staff. But they're well coached. And I think if they can put some pressure on Central City, that can make it interesting. But I still think that they're going to have to step up and put the pressure on Central City, because I don't think Central City is going to make as many mistakes as a lot of the younger, more inexperienced teams would have. Cale Jensen leads that team. Gorsecki, he leads that team. Those guys are really doing a good job of keeping that unit together. I think those are kids who played together a lot. And so when you look at that team, they're able to use that experience from the tournament last year. They're able to build on that, kind of like we're seeing with Millard South in the Class A. That experience comes into play, and it makes them a tough team to beat, especially when nothing rattles you and nothing seems to phase those older guys. That's kind of the one benefit of having, whether it's experience in the tournament or a senior-led team. You just have that experience who's, they're going to never say die. So leaning on that, I think today the challenge is going to be for Elkhorn North to step back up after coming off a loss and being able to say, let's rally troops, let's get back on track. If you're in the Waverly Scutt game, what is your strategy? I'm going to spin this on you. What would your strategy be as Waverly, not having to win the game to get into the championship?
Boy, that's a challenging one, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, the kids know that, right? Mm-hmm. And we all know that it's all about, you know, mental toughness, especially in the state tournament, especially in the game of baseball. You know, Alex, I'm not paid to be a coach. I don't know. I don't have a good answer on that. I guess it's really ride the momentum, right? When you believe in yourself, like Waverly, they don't think they can lose right now, mm-hmm. right? And so I don't think Coach Davis is going to have an issue with that. I think they're going to come in guns blazing.
I agree. I think from a coaching standpoint too, you don't want to give up that safety net getting into the championship game of being able to lose one. Because if you can go to this in the championship game where they have to beat you twice, yep. you can essentially strategize your pitching staff to where, all right, what do we want to do? Do we want to go one-on-one? Do we want to go our best versus their best? Or do we go our number 2 and 3 versus their 1, knowing that in the second game we can throw our guy if we need to, and then just kind of go at him and just try to beat him with your bats? So there's a lot of strategy that comes into play at this point, especially if you're the top seed. So Scutt's obviously fighting for their lives. I mean, they're gonna pull out all the stops. So is Central City. So is Elkhorn North. And if you're Waverly, I agree. Keep the momentum going. Stay hot. Stay aggressive. That's what's gotten you this far. might as well keep it rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talked about Elkhorn North. They, I was at the Elkhorn North, Elkhorn High game. And just to all our listeners out there, just go out and support these young men that are playing baseball and these coaches. What an unbelievable environment at that game. And so Elkhorn North had two back-to-back really tough days, right? I mean, they won that game in, I believe it was 10 innings. It was an absolute barn burner, right? And they have some young but very talented players, right? And they play with a lot of passion. So,
well, you got to give all those teams that played yesterday a lot of credit too. That with when weather's weird like that, and you have the rain all day, and teams are getting moved around, and that is way more taxing than you think. I mean, you don't call off a football game and then play it later in the day. Like, that's right. You know, there's not a lot of other sports where that happens. So
that's exactly right.
For a baseball tournament, when you shut it down and you go, okay, we might not play, and then it's like, oh no, wait, it's Nebraska, and all of a sudden the sun comes out, and it's like, no, we can play, and so you got to turn it back on and get ready again. That's tough on kids, and that's one of those things that you can't plan for, you can't account for. It's just how do your kids respond, and so I think you saw a lot of intestinal fortitude. With those kids and being able to show up, especially the last couple games, those last few innings, you just saw it start to grind on a little bit, and everybody was getting a little tired, and the body language is, drooping a little bit. But they were fighting, and it was pretty cool to see who came out on top.
Absolutely. So baseball fans out there, get out and support Class B today. It's at Fricke Field, right? Mm-hmm. Games at 4 and 7 o'clock, as we mentioned. In the first one, Waverly-Scott. Second one, Elkhorn North against Central City, Fullerton-Centura. Let's go to Class A. You know, storyline, for me, Alex, is, first of all, wow. Take a look at last night. We all know that typically in the state tournament and in most championship baseball teams, it's can you weather the storm, right? Mm-hmm. And you had last night the kid at Millard South, mm-hmm. Braden Cannon, gives up 5 runs in the first inning. Right, and then comes back, and I believe he threw 3 or 4 shutout innings in a intense win over their rivals in Millard West, 8-6. So, thoughts on Class A?
So, I watched the entire game over again after I saw it live, and I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, did I remember this wrong? Because it was so on the momentum, everything was on Millard West side, and then they came out and they just kept chipping away. It was just one bat at a time. If you would have told me they were going to come all the way back from down 5-0 with their top 3 hitters not having a hit, I would have been like, well, what happened? Like, the top 4 hitters by the third inning coming up for their second and third at-bats had 1 hit combined. And it was the bottom of the order that just kept chipping away. And both teams were super aggressive. I think both teams, they took some chances. Some of it worked out, some of it didn't, but they kept pushing the envelope. And I think the big thing was Millard South kept creating opportunities for themselves. And once they, punched back, then it got real quiet for a little while. You didn't see a whole lot of runs scored for a few innings. And it was just kind of a stalemate of who's gonna be able to withstand, like you said, withstand the storm. And everybody's flying high till they get punched in the mouth. And that was Mike Tyson used to say that, like, everybody's got a plan till you get hit. And so it's weathering that storm, and Millard South, that was the big turning point of being able to see what their experience was going to do and how they were going to respond. And that was a huge win for them, because now that takes a lot of the pressure off their pitching, which they don't have a ton, but what they have is really good. And so going into this game, I mean, they're going to see Jalen Worthley today. Jalen Worthley is ridiculous. And so taking the pressure off having to beat him today and still be in the championship is going to bode well for them. And I think you're able to weather that storm, and maybe you get hot, maybe put a couple runs up, maybe the Lincoln East bats go cold again, and who knows. But I'm saying, you get Jalen Worthy on the mound, I like their chances. Again, you have the different pitching rest days than Class B, so they're all going to be a little bit better rested. Jalen, I think, only threw less than 50 pitches in the first game. And so he's going to come in from guns a-blazing. They're going to get to the winner of Millard West and Creighton Prep, and then it's going to be a one game for all the marbles at the end of the day. Those are exciting.
Absolutely. You know, we talked obviously about the game last night between Millard South and Millard West. Let's also talk briefly about the Creighton Prep victory over Elkhorn South. Mm-hmm. Score was 7-6. We talked earlier about the importance of free passes. You know, Creighton Prep was kind of in charge of that game, mm-hmm. right? And then a few free passes, and the next thing you know, look out. I think the game ended with the bases loaded. And, mm-hmm. you know, Creighton Prep's obviously very seasoned and experienced in the state baseball tournament. And, you know, I've went to quite a few games this week, and, you know, one of my observations is they do the little things very well, mm-hmm. right? When you need that sacrifice bunt, they seem to run the bases the right way and run, you know, take the extra base at the right time, bunt at the right time, and just really are pretty powerful in those very close games. What did you think of last night's game?
So there's always a strategy to it, and Mooney has a very good plan in place for making sure that he has the guys he needs, not just in this game, but going forward. It's always a chess match when you play prep. And they're not necessarily trying to win each move. They're trying to win the ultimate game. So they were trying to work through that last inning, trying to kind of fill in some guys, and then they had to have Bauer come in and close the door. I mean, it was a 30-minute final half inning. I mean, it was no joke. They threw a lot of pitches, a couple hits here and there, and the last one was a charge to right center. Birch put a charge into that one. And
yes.
So it was very, very exciting for both parties involved. You hate to see a season end for a team. But at this point in the season, everybody's playing for their lives. And I think a lot of teams that have that experience in the tournament, it shows. And when you're able to play mistake-free, when you're able to get those little things down, like get the bunts down, cover the bunts well, your first and thirds, and be able to, you know, run your pickoffs, have all your back end plays where the little things kind of become magnified in those situations. And so when you're able to do those things well, and if you try to play the game that prep plays, they usually come out on top in that. You almost want to go, if you can, go the route of, we're going to try to outslug you, throw it by you, so we don't have to get into the small ball battle, because that's tough to play against them. They do that really well.
Yeah. And you are right, Jason Birch did put a charge into that hit, boy. Ooh, that was...
He's a strong kid.
Yes, very strong kid. All right, well, let's take a look at the games then today in Class A. As mentioned, we have Millard South against Lincoln East at 4 o'clock. Both of the games in Class A today are at Omaha Mavericks Field at Tal Anderson Park. So we got Millard South, Lincoln East at 4, and Millard West and Prep at 7. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So, again, I think with Worthley on the mound for Lincoln East, I think they're going to come out very, very strong. I think if I'm Millard South, I'm not playing it conservatively, but I'm putting my guy out there who gives us a chance to stay in the game if we can put some runs on the board. I don't want to put a guy out there who might keep him to 2 or 3 runs and then bank on my offense to get those off of Jalen. So, from their standpoint, I'm not saying too conservatively, but at the same time, keep your guys for the championship. Get your pitchers healthy, get that staff lined up right, because you do have the offense to change a game. I mean, you have Smith, you have Kozel, you have Sweet, you have Cannon, you have Hurd, they got all these guys. So, like, when you have that, you can put a charge, you can change a game quickly. But if you don't, fall back on get your guys rested, get them ready to go. Because on the other side of it, Prep's going to be, they're going to be putting guys out there who have already thrown, who hopefully are dialed in for today. And then you know Millard West is going to be throwing Roland and Cahoy, who I'm guessing they're throwing. And then they're going to follow that up with Novotny in the championship. So if Millard West can get through Prep, I really like their chances in the championship game. If Prep can upset Millard West, watch out, because that's going to be a battle. That would be a real battle when you get into how that's going to mix and match and work its way in. Because Millard West has the most pitching left. But in a one-game playoff, I'm not sure there's anybody I would want to see less than Jalen Worthley or Sam Novotny or Cahoy. When you're talking Millard West, you have two of those guys. So from that standpoint, there's a lot of dangerous pitchers, a lot of dangerous hitters. This is why they were the top four teams going into the tournament.
That's right.
And so we have four very well-coached teams who are all but one is playing for their life today. And that one is the team that just came back from being down 5-0 in the second inning to upset their rival. So one thing I do worry about a little bit with Millard South today is also that's a big emotional roller coaster yesterday. A lot. You don't want to underestimate how much it takes out of you. Same thing for Millard West. You had the game. You were up 5-0. Let's go out there and get it. And then I'm not taking responsibility off the players. That was a tight strike zone last night in that Millard South, Millard West game. You took two guys who don't typically walk a lot of people, and it got tight. There was a lot of pitches that were right on the border, close calls, early in counts that would take those counts from 0-0 to 1-0 to 2-0 rather than being a 1-1 count and 0-1 count. And I think that really ran up pitch counts. You don't normally see Braden Cannon throwing that many pitches. Usually if he throws that many pitches, he's completing the game. So not excluding the fifth inning, but that was what got both pitchers into trouble was the walks early. And I think even towards the end of the game, you kind of saw that zone start to open up a little bit. Umpire kind of realized like, it might be calling it a little tight. But when you get into those moments, you see a lot of breaking balls at high school from high school kids. A lot of hitters still sitting there waiting for fastballs that they weren't getting, you know, comes into being able to throw those pitches for strikes and attack those kids in that count. So it's going to be a good one today. You never want to underestimate the plan that Prep has. Prep always has a strategy. They're going to have a strategy going into this one. I think I like Lincoln East chances. I think if you're Millard West and Prep, you're playing to play Lincoln East today and then see Millard South in the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just think about this. Since 2016, we've had three teams win the state championship, right, between Creighton Prep, Millard West, and Millard South. Millard South is obviously saying, hey, we're going to go back-to-back, right? But then you have Lincoln East saying, hey, we play baseball here in Lincoln, too. So this is why we want to go to the games today, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you, listeners. Enjoy the baseball today. Please, if you can, get out to one of the parks and enjoy a fantastic Nebraska State Baseball Championship here in 2022.
I also want to throw in there real quick, you have excellent catchers today on all the teams. Between Gorgeous, you'll have Worthley, you'll have Peterson, and you'll have Kozad. If you want to see good high school catching, especially in the Class A tournament, make your way out there. Those guys are studs.
And we'll take that as factual from a former catcher.
Sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
Include that media production.